But we have to get to the chief meteorologist of News Nation, and that's Albert Ramon. We talked to him when News Nation launched not all that long ago, and he's back on the program. How's it going, Albert?
It's going great. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too. It's, I mean, I guess, look, weather department's always busy, but who would have known what you'd be facing now? We were talking about it, everything going on in the Gulf and the things out west. There's so much in our, there's so much across our nation that people are dealing with right now, and a lot of it's pretty devastating.
Yeah, the wildfires in the West Coast, and of course we're going to have a landfalling hurricane late tonight into tomorrow morning, it looks like, in Mississippi with Sally, and there's additional systems out in the Atlantic Ocean right now. So, yeah, it's very busy, and I don't know if you've noticed today, but here in Chicago, if you look up, the sky isn't that brilliant blue. It's hazy outside, and that's actually smoke associated with these fires that are burning in Oregon and Northern California. We have westerly winds bringing in that smoke. So that's what you're seeing with that filtered sunshine this afternoon.
I'm looking at it right now. I mentioned it at the top of the show. You're right. It's finally blue, because yesterday it was like this milky white kind of weird feeling. But still the sun this morning and last night when it was going down, it's got this haze, and it's all the way out here. How many miles away?
Exactly, and it's not just through the Midwest, but we have smoke moving into the Northeast today as well. The good news for us, though, that fine smoke particulate is about 20,000 to 25,000 feet above us. So that's a part of our mid-level winds, this west-to-east wind that is rushing that smoke as it rises out of these fires in the Pacific Northwest and transports it eastward towards us. If the winds were a bit lighter, it would settle to the surface and we'd have reduced air quality. But luckily, it's just going to make for not some, gorgeous days with a little bit of a film, that little bit of a filtered sunshine next couple of days until we get a front late this week. That will change our wind direction, and then we'll start to clear things out again.
Yeah, you know, I've been watching News Nation. You guys are doing a great job over there. It's on WGN America, and folks need to find it, too, because I had someone call me and say, how do I find that? How do I find that? So we got to tell them how they find it if they don't already know how to find you. That's important to be able to check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. NewsNationNow.com. We have a channel finder for you. We're in 75 million households across the nation, so we're going to be on a satellite or a cable provider at your house. And we hope you check us out. The big weather story today, of course, though, is Sally. It's a Category 1 hurricane just offshore of Alabama and Mississippi. A slow mover. The 1 o'clock update just coming in, moving to the northwest at only 2 miles per hour. So along with storm surge being a big deal for places like Mobile Bay, Dauphin Island, that slow motion of Sally means that some places could pick up as much as 20 inches of rainfall here over the next couple of days. So that's going to be the big thing we're focusing in on weather on News Nation tonight.
You know, I was hearing it's like it's so slow that they're saying you could probably run faster, maybe even walk faster than it's moving. And that ain't a good thing if you're there getting, you know, rained on and feeling the effects of that storm.
No, you'll remember back a couple of years ago with Harvey that hit Texas, kind of a similar situation. It was a slow mover, and Harvey is remembered for the tremendous amount of rainfall that it produced in Texas. There were some spots in the upper Texas coast that exceeded 60 inches. Now, we're not expecting that with Sally, but it does give you the idea of just how dangerous even just a tropical storm or Category 1 hurricane as it moves slowly onshore can be in terms of flash flooding, and also this relentless wave action that's battering the coast, that storm surge, that Gulf of Mexico saltwater being forced inland with that relentless counterclockwise rotation around Sally. And there are three other systems out in the Atlantic. We have Paulette in northern Atlantic. We have Teddy, which is going to be a major hurricane later this week. And we have Vicky, which is a tropical storm. And the last time we had four systems simultaneously was back in 2018. And yesterday we had five simultaneously with Renee, and the last time that happened was back in the 1970s. So this is already historic hurricane season, and hurricane season doesn't come to an end until November 30th, so we have a ways to go.
Yeah, I was seeing that they need to use the Greek alphabet for additional storms if they go past the last one, where they have one name left, and then they're going to have to just use Greek letters.
Right, yeah. So Wilfred is the last name on the official 2020 Atlantic Hurricane season list, and I think we'll have a Wilfred by the end of the week or early weekend. And then we go to the Greek alphabet, starting with Alpha, then Beta, then Gamma. That has only happened once before during the busiest hurricane season on record, at least before this year, and that's 2005. And, yeah, we're going to be in the Greek alphabet probably a week from today, and we'll probably exceed the number of named storms from 2005. So we're setting 2020 up to be the busiest hurricane season of record.
And Greek relatives would be very proud. They like anything to be named Greek. So it's just very exciting for them.
Exactly.
Albert, thank you for calling in, and thanks for a great job that you guys are doing over there. It's News Nation is where you check them out, and it's really a cool thing to watch. More people need to discover you, and I'll talk a little more about that too, but I know I got to let you go because it is a busy day for you. So thanks for the time.
Good to talk to you again. Have a good day.
You